In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we look at U.S. pork exports to Southeast Asia, which are sharply higher this year due to the impact of African swine fever in several countries. This is especially true in Vietnam, which is traditionally reliant on domestic pork, but where U.S. exports have nearly tripled this year. Sabrina Yin, USMEF director in the region, has more details.
Vietnam was the first country to identified with African swine fever for my Southeast Asia region. And since then, we have watched closely and talked very closely with the importer on having the opportunity to export more U.S. pork into Vietnam. And the most important message we realize that we have to emphasize to the Vietnamese customer is the safety and how all meat products that are inspected by USDA for safety and wholesomeness. So those are the important message that we have always bring across to our region. We are unable to bring any buyers to the US for the time being. But nevertheless, we still continue to feed the importers with messages, with information about the US industry.
The impact of African swine fever took longer to surface in the Philippines, but domestic pork supplies are tightening and U.S. exports to the Philippines turned sharply higher this summer. Yin says this is a high-volume market where Philippine processors look to the United States as a consistent and reliable pork supplier.
For the Philippines, they have been using our U.S. pork as raw material for their processed meat product for a long time. This is also one of a good opportunity that they really look towards to the U.S. side because on the consistency in quality and also quantity. Quantity is a very important factor. This is something that they will really depend on U.S. pork.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.